Podcast. I'm joined by Bonnie Marie.
Hello.
And myself. Hi.
What's your name, Ellie? I mean,
I think it's that.
Ellie Jane.
Yes. And how you going, Bon?
I'm good. And we've got some results from our sort of vote. Yes, drum roll.
Ding!
Name change. We are now known as the... the what? The Botanical Creative.
Woo! New name! So exciting.
We just need
pop. I feel creative already.
Oh my god, me too. So, today's topic, Ellie Jane. Do you want to introduce...
It's something creative, I think.
It's something very creative. It's something very ancient.
Kind of matches our name.
Does it?
I think so. So, I heard this word and I didn't know what it was. So that's why I've got you here to explain. What is herbarium?
So herbarium. So have you ever seen a herbarium to start off with?
Not sure. I know what a herb is. I'm not sure about the rest of it.
So a herbarium is essentially where you press flowers and you dry them, and it's a botanical recording. So I did it in my diploma studies back when I was doing horticulture.
Okay.
And, well, I am still doing horticulture, but when I was learning horticulture. And, yeah, so you've got to take the plant, dry it, and then you've got to document where you found the plant, the species, and if it's got seeds, you document how many seeds and how many petals the flowers have and the stepals and things like that. But I've pulled up just a little bit of the history here, just because I'm not going to remember all this off the top of my head. But it says the oldest traditions of making herbarium collections of Horticissi. I'm so saying that wrong because it's
Horticissi.
have been traced to Italy. So I can't pronounce his last name either. So it's Luca, and his students created a herbaria, of which the oldest exact one is from the date of 1532.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's one of the, so herbariums.
So it's kind of a way of preserving them as well.
Well, it's a way of documenting too. So if you think of botanists when they travelled the world on their ships and they found unique plants,
just chuck it in their book and away you go.
Slap it together between some newspaper. But no, it was one of the only ways that they could document findings on other, you know, islands and countries and continents. Was to actually press the flowers and try and preserve them and then take them back to research them. And if they were lucky enough, they collected the seed as well. And then the seeds would
replant
germinate.
Them.
Yeah, and regrow them. But no, herbarium, so the way you do it, right? So if you want to.
Do you like stick it in with your glue stick?
Some people do. As silly as that sounds. No, some people do. So if you're going to do a herbarium, you go out in the garden, you try and find the best quality specimen, so ideally with no pest or diseases, and then you try and put the plant as, or position it how exactly you want it to be pressed, between so cardboard flute, is that what you call it? Cardboard. So you get
the
two
plasticky
stuff. So you get two sections of that. They might be 30 centimeters by 25 or A3 size. So you get two of those, you get newspaper.
And you squish it.
You put them together, yep. But the newspaper needs to be changed every single day.
Oh.
And then what we also did in diploma was that we had lattice. You know, your garden lattice?
Yeah.
We cut that to size and then you bound it really tight together because you're trying to get as much of the moisture out of it.
And wait. So you put lattice on one side.
So it's like a sandwich, right? So your
lattice is on the outside.
The lattice is your
bread. The
lattice
is your bread. Okay.
Yes.
And then your plant is your burger patty.
Your burger patty would be the newspaper. No, the cord flute.
But the plant's in the middle.
Your burger patty isn't in the middle.
Isn't it? Well, mine's certainly not on the side. Mine goes straight in the middle.
But anyway.
I love everything.
Yes. But anyway. No, the lattice is the outer layer. So it goes lattice, cardboard flute.
Yeah.
Newspaper, plant. Newspaper, cardboard flute, lattice. Huh. Sandwich. But no, yeah, so that's essentially what you do, because you need to put a lot of pressure on it, for one, so it stays in its shape.
So you bound it.
You bind it, yeah.
Okay. And then, so what the lettuce kind of just...
just secures it.
Okay.
Or it was that's maybe something that they just added in extra that
we like,
had
oh, we
to
don't
do.
Need this, you might as well use it.
Yeah. But then, yeah, the newspaper, the most important step is to change the newspaper every single day.
Wow, that's...
mm-hmm. And it takes about 3 to 4 weeks until your herbarium's pretty much dry, depending on where you're keeping it.
So the newspaper's meant to absorb the moisture.
Yeah. Okay. And if you don't change it, they go mouldy.
Yeah. I don't want a fairy plant.
Fairy plant.
No thanks.
Yeah. So then once you've dried it, you get... I don't know. You probably know what the paper is, Al, because you're a paper person. You love your paper. You sniff your paper.
Yeah, sure do. What? As you do.
It's quite a thick paper, but it's not glossy. And you use glue, like your old
stick
little
it on.
Stick glue, or your, I don't know what you call it.
A blue stick?
Blue stick, yeah, from primary school. Yeah, you use something similar to that. Or the, what's the one that comes
PVA?
With? Yeah, thank you. You use that, and you can use clear sticky tape, but you've got to cut it down to size, because you're not meant to have a herbarium with big chunks of sticky tape everywhere.
Yeah, because it just looks ugly.
Yeah, it's meant to be quite delicately placed. So you stick your plant down, and you've got to try and make sure that it's all nicely presented and everything's flat. And
so how do you know if it's, like, ready? Like, it's just dry, there's no moisture.
No, you'll be able to tell, yeah. It's
and then it just stays that way kind of thing.
Yeah, so the idea is if you were to leave them out where they get natural light, then they won't keep. Like, the,
oh, okay. So you've got to keep it in a book.
Because once you've dried it, the flowers in the petals, most of the time they'll hold most of their colour.
But then the sunlight changes it.
Yeah. So you can go into, like, the botanic gardens in Melbourne, and if you can get a tour through the herbarium there, you can look at some of the earliest pressings from when they first came to Australia.
That'd be pretty cool.
And you can see some of the flower colour still in the wattle. Like, you can still see some of that yellow, even though they're, you know, quite old. But there's some really, really old herbariums.
That 15-something around.
Yeah, well, there's some that are from, like, 1633, and I'm looking at a photo of one, actually, at the moment from, I can't say the name, Flemish? Flemish?
And where is this mysterious place?
I don't know where it's from, but that's the name of the person who just, like, did the pressing. Okay.
I know them.
I know them. We're good mates. No, but they've done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different plant pressings on the one paper, and the colours are still... you can still see the colours of the leaves. You can see the faint colours of the flowers still. But the idea, so if they're not kept in... or if they're kept out of the light, they'll hold quite true to their colours, and they will age well.
They won't fade.
Yeah, and they won't deteriorate either.
Yeah.
So it's important that you do keep them in a dark spot. But there's, like, it's interesting, because with herbariums, it's quite fashionable in art to use them, because if you go to gift shops and things like that, you can buy a little miniature, they're like the size of an A5 piece of paper, and they're little gift sets of people who can press flowers.
Like a DIY thing.
Yeah. So they're becoming quite popular. So a herbarium is quite a unique and quite an old way to be able to record plants in history, really.
Yeah.
But yeah, something a little bit different.
Be fun to try.
You should do some.
Yeah.
Incorporate
Document
it.
Some wildflowers.
Why don't you try and do herbarium pressings and then do watercolour with it?
Based on the herbariums.
No, incorporate the two. Mixed medium art, as you call it.
It's an interesting one.
I'll
have to give it a go. I have to get my hamburger ready.
Your hamburger ready?
My lettuce hamburger.
Your lettuce hamburger. Yeah. But no, it's just it's an interesting thing. So if anyone can ever go and see some, it's definitely worth going and having a look. Especially if we can travel again, it'd be cool to go.
One day in the future.
I don't know. To go back to Japan and check out some of their national herbariums over there. Because
I've never seen any.
Well,
they probably have lots of cherry blossom ones.
they probably would. But no, they've got quite very old world class of plants over there, or family of plants. So it'd be really interesting to see some of their pressings, because it'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool. I'd go back a fair way.
Yeah,
back to the land of samurai, maybe.
Well, you've got better history in that than I do, so. But no, it's a fun idea, and it's an interesting way of looking at plants and dealing with plants, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I guess a good way of studying if you're doing botanical art as well. Yeah. Understanding, like, how they're put together and their characteristics.
Yeah, if you're getting into botany, I know it's something that they do encourage, or I think they used to teach as a subject. But it's a really good way to pull apart a plant or a flower and look at the individual parts.
Yeah.
And study it in quite big detail.
Mm. Mm. Do you have any herbariums still?
I've got some. I think they're actually somewhere here in this house.
Somewhere.
And then I did one, which is a bit morbid, but
what else did you squash?
When our grandfather passed away, I took one of the flowers from the funeral ceremony and I pressed it and made it into a herbarium pressing for Dad.
That's nice.
Yeah, but it's probably a bit morbid. But it's still got the red colour from
That's a cool idea for maybe wedding flowers, though, like to preserve your wedding flowers.
Mm.
You could do a herbarium and...
Well, you can use dry flowers. Should have done that with scrapbooking and stuff. Well, did you not... I thought you dried your flowers.
I did, but then, what am I going to do with dried flowers? Keep them in a vase?
We could have pressed them and put them in a book, yes, but...
I should have, but I was too lazy.
Too lazy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's a creative idea for you.
Yeah, see if you want to give it a go. Show us when you do it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Now that we're the botanical creative.
We're trying to be creative.
And hopefully give you some ideas.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, Ellie Jane, have you found any interesting art forms or anything like that you've come across recently? No? Yes? No?
Not really. I think the herbarium / art idea is quite an interesting one that you suggested. Worth investigating.
So we'll start seeing photos of that on your Instagram, maybe.
Yeah. One other art form that they do in Japan is chigiriye, which is like cutting paper and sticking it and stuff.
Cutting what?
Cutting paper and then making art out of it. Like you rip paper. It's like Japanese paper, so it's nice paper. It's not just like, your printing paper.
It's not like, that stuff.
It's not like, paper mache, but and you make pictures out of it. There's kind of an art form for it.
Is it a modern style of art, or...?
No, I think it's more traditional.
Mm. How did you...
I made a monkey face.
You made a monkey face?
Out of paper. Tear it and
so
create certain edges to create certain effects and that kind of thing.
Mm.
Yeah.
I guess it was quite time-consuming if you're making a monkey face.
Kind of.
Yeah?
It was a cute monkey face.
Cute monkey face. Was it big or small?
Medium size. But you use really nice handmade Japanese paper, so it's got texture and colours to it.
Mm.
So that's an interesting art form in itself.
Were there flowers in the paper?
No, I don't think so.
Mm.
Yeah.
How did you pronounce it again?
Chigiriye.
Which
is a tearing paper picture.
Is that what it translates to?
I think so, yeah.
Very creative.
Yeah, you should look it up.
Mm.
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Mm.
So, yes. It's been an interesting episode, I would say. Talking about herbariums and learning how to create one.
Yes.
Yeah.
A burger sandwich with beef patty in the middle.
Yes, a lettuce sandwich.
But I never have beef patty in the middle.
Where do you put your beef patty?
I usually do burger, bun, sauce...
Wait, so your beef patty goes on the outside?
No. It goes bun, sauce, lettuce, patty, cheese, tomato, mustard, and then top.
It's kind kind of in the middle.
No, it's not. The tomatoes.
What's your tomato doing in the middle? And where's your bacon, by the way?
I don't have bacon on my burgers.
Well, maybe you should add that, because okay. It's actually quite nice. Right. But anyway, you don't want that in your lettuce sandwich. So. Just don't put that in your herbarium, because then you're in big trouble.
Yeah.
You won't ever absorb that moisture.
Lots of mould growing.
Yeah, oily mould.
Yeah.
Anyway, So thanks for joining us on this podcast episode, and we'll see you next time.
Yes, you will.
See ya. Bye.